forecast. Here in the Central City, it'll be sunshiny with a high at 64 and overnight lows at 44. Sunshine in Natchez, Mississippi with a high at 62, overnight lows at 44. Lake Charles is sunny with a high at 65 and an overnight low at 51. Sunny in Monroe with a high at 63 and an overnight low at 45. In the Port City, mostly sunny with a high at 65 and an overnight low at 49. That's going to do it for your MLK Day weather forecast. I'm Wade Hampton.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastors Fanny Reed and Lily B of the Zion Hill Church family in Pineville, Louisiana, where the senior pastor is Dr. Joshua Jordan. You may have heard it said, an apple a day keeps the doctors away. But I say a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I am Minister Tyler Paul. Today I'll be standing in for Sister Lily B this morning. Our scripture for today comes from Galatians 2nd chapter, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Hallelujah. So I am dead to myself. I die daily. When myself comes in, I have to go overtake my flesh and let the will of God be done in my life. I am crucified with Christ. When he went to the cross, he nailed all my sicknesses and all my diseases. And by his stripes, I am healed. I am crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but I am dead to the flesh. I am dead to my daily flesh needs. I have to override my flesh with the will of God. I am crucified with Christ. In the life in which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. I walk by faith and not by sight. All my desires, all my pride, my self-will is crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. God sent his Son, Jesus, to the cross to die for us. Yet while we were dead in sin, he went to the cross for us. Hallelujah. So Christ lives in us. He is the source of our life. He is our Savior. He is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. When we are weak, he is strong. So when we boast about what we have and how we got it, I'm boasting in Christ. I'm boasting in what he did for me. Everything that I have, everything that has been given to me was given to me by Christ. So I'm not boasting in what I have. I boast in the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost. He filled me with his Holy Spirit. That's why I can walk in the Spirit and do not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My flesh is dead. My flesh died. When Jesus went to the cross, my flesh was dead also. So now I am crucified with Christ. I no longer live. And Christ was crucified for my sins. So by faith, I trust that his death paid for my sin. I trust in him. No matter what it looked like, no matter what it seemed like, I trust that he will give me vindication. I trust in the Lord with all my heart and soul. When the enemy come in like a flood, he said he would raise up a standard. He is my Jehovah Nisi, my banner of love and protection. And I thank you today, Lord God, because you are my Jehovah Rapha. You have healed me from all sicknesses and all my diseases. I thank you, Lord God, that I have been crucified with Christ. The way we are crucified with him, Christ, our sins was upon him while he was on the cross. That sin for death, that sin in us, it died. So I am that new creature in Christ Jesus. The sin that was in me died when Jesus went to the cross. That lust of my flesh was nailed to the cross. All of my lying and backbiting, everything I did when I was out there in the world was nailed to the cross. So I am no longer that old creature. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I went down in the watery grave and I came up. When Jesus rose up, when Jesus was resurrected, I was resurrected into this new life that I live now, that is in Christ Jesus. The sinful desires were replaced by the resurrection of Christ in us. So we continue to live in the flesh, but our lives are now directed not by our sinful nature, but by our faith in Christ. Christ died because of his love for mankind. God sent Jesus into the world to save us, for he so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, and he loved us. He came to save us. He came to deliver us, yet while we were dead in sin. So I no longer live for myself. I live for Christ. I move, and my being is in Christ Jesus. I love Jesus, and he is my Savior. He delivered me from all my sickness. He delivered me from all my diseases. He delivered me from the lust of the flesh. He delivered me from lying and backbiting. He delivered me from the things of the world. So I am in the world, but I'm no longer of the world. I am the alien in this world. I'm just passing through. Thank you, Jesus. I'm passing through this. I'm just a pilgrim passing through this land. My home is beyond the sky. I have a home up high with Jesus because he promised me, and all his promises are yes and amen. And I'm standing on the promises of God. I will not waver. I will not faint. I will see the salvation of the Lord in the land of the living. He's done so much for me. I can't count all the times he's brought me out. And I trust in him with all my heart and all my soul. I trust that he will deliver me. I trust that he will see me through. I trust him in the midnight hour. I trust him early in the morning. I trust him all day long because he knows me. He knows everything about me. He knows every hair on my head. He knows me. He knew I would be born to the parents that he gave me. And I thank God for my mother and my father that he gave me. He knew what color my eyes would be. He knew what size I was. Everything that I do, even now, he has ordained me to be here on this radio station today to let you know that I am no longer walking in the flesh, but I'm walking in the spirit. So I do not have to fulfill the lust of the flesh. I can turn down the things of the world. I don't have to live anymore according to the flesh man, because the flesh man is dead. I am crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live in the flesh, but I live according to the word of God. His word is spirit and it is life. His word, he says, the flowers fade and the grass will wither, but the word of God will last forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We are living and standing on your word today, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen, God. We just thank you for your word today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance today. We thank you, Lord, for setting us free. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God for his grace and his mercy. We thank you, Lord, that you delivered me. I thank you, Lord, yet while I was dead to sin, you came in. I thank you, Lord, that you saved me from destruction. I say, thank you, Lord, because you are the Lord of my life. You are the Lord of my mind, my body, and my soul. You are my Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. The Lord maketh me to lay down in green pastures. The Lord restores my soul. My soul loves the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. So if you are a believer today, don't be afraid of nothing that the enemy tried to do to you, because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. I have the mind of Christ. I have the thoughts of Christ. I am Christ's child. I am a child of God. And I don't have to go down into that pit anymore. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I clothe myself with humility. And I guard myself as your servant, so that your covering cannot possibly be stripped away from me. I renounce pride and arrogance. Father, you are the one that gives grace to the humble. Therefore, I humble myself under your mighty hand, that in due season you may exalt me. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father, that I can cast out the fear. I thank you, Lord, that I can cast all my cares upon you, because you care for me. You said that your yoke is easy and your burden is light. So I thank you, Lord, for caring for me affectionately and caring for me watchfully. I expect a life of victory and awesome deeds, because my actions are done on behalf of a spirit humbly submitted in your truth and your righteousness. Father, in the name of Jesus, I refuse to be wise in my own eyes, but I choose to fear you and to shun evil. Thank you, Lord, that you will not let me walk into temptation, but you shall deliver me from all evil, and the wicked one touches me not. I thank you, Lord, that your will is for me to be in good health and prosper, even as my soul shall prosper. And I thank you, Father, you said if I humble myself and submit to your word, that, and if I will speak your thoughts and your purpose from my heart, that I will test my own actions so that I may have appropriate self-esteem without comparing myself to anyone else. When I came into this world, there was none other like me. I was created into your image, God. And I thank you, Lord, that the security of your guidance will allow me to carry my own load with energy and confidence. Because when I am weak, Lord, you are strong. And I listen carefully and hear what is being said to me by the Holy Spirit. I incline my ears to wisdom, and I apply my heart to understanding and insight. Humility and fear of you being wealth and honor and life. I thank you, Father, that I have hid my word in my heart, that I might not sin against you. As one of your chosen people, holy and dearly loved, I clothe myself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. I bear with others and forgive them for whatever they have done, or whatever grievances I may have against anyone. I ask you to forgive me, Lord. I forgive as you forgave me, Lord. And over all these virtues, I put on love, which binds all together in perfect unity. I let the peace of God rule in my heart, and I am thankful for your grace and the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, may your will be done on earth as in my life as it is in heaven. That is my prayer for today. Lord, let your will be done in my life on earth as it is in heaven. In all my ways, I will acknowledge you, God, because you are the author and finisher of my faith. Amen.
Father God, we thank you today. Let us pray. Father God, we thank